boys and girls, I know you know the song, This Little Light of Mine. Have you thought about what that means for you? Sister Lois was having children's meeting that evening, and this was the topic that she was going to use for the boys and girls. She gathered all the boys and girls to the front of the church, and there they sat with expectancy. Sister Lois said, Boys and girls, do you have a light that you let shine? What does it mean for you to let your light shine? Well, different ones looked at her very seriously, but no one would answer. She said, Let's talk about letting your light shine. Sister Lois had a paper bag full of something, and it looked heavy. She started bringing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 flashlights out from a paper bag and started giving to the boys and girls. Will this make a lot of light? She asked the boys and girls. Yes, said John, it will make a lot of light. Let's sing This Little Light of Mine and hold your flashlight. Those of you who are holding them, hold them up and point them to the ceiling. And we'll believe that this is going to be a symbol of the light that you can let shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. All of a sudden the lights went out, but the flashlights were turned on. That is, they tried to turn them on. Only one flashlight that Sister Lois was holding made any light. Every child was sort of restless about this and were looking why they couldn't work their flashlights. So they stopped the singing. The lights came back on. Boys and girls, something must be wrong with your flashlights. What kind of things would keep them from making a light? Let's see. Now, John, let's look at yours first. Oh, what's wrong? I don't see a bulb in your flashlight. We'll say that this person with a flashlight like this, with a light like this, doesn't even know about Jesus. They don't know that the good things come from Jesus, and that Jesus asked even little boys and girls to live for him by obeying their parents, by doing many things that show that they have a teaching in their home. This isn't good enough for us to be saved, but we do want to let our light shine. This is for the boys and girls lesson this evening. All right, Mary, let me see your flashlight. Your flashlight doesn't feel very heavy. Let me see. And so Sister Lois opened the back of the flashlight. There was only one battery in this flashlight. But she took the battery out, and inside was some papers. The one paper said, Telling Lies. Boys and girls, would that keep a light from shining for Jesus? Yes. And you all know how easy it is to tell one lie. And then it doesn't stop at one lie. Sometimes you say, But I didn't do it. And then you think, Oh, I'll say someone else did it. And then you say, But Gary did it. And you have told two lies because you have done it, and then you blamed it on someone else. Many lies don't stop even at one and two. And some, dear boys and girls, get such a habit, and they need Jesus to cleanse their hearts and that they can really have a true light for Jesus. What else is on this paper? Stealing. Boys and girls, that is taking something that belongs to someone else. And you say, Well, I don't steal. But maybe you say something to make the other boys and girls feel very badly toward someone. And that's stealing a good name from that person. And it's not hard to see a pretty pencil that you want. And you think, Well, they don't need that like I need it, so I will take it. That's stealing. Or maybe you're with your mother, and mother is busy buying something in the store, and you see a piece of candy, and no one will know because there are many other pieces of candy left, and you slip it into your pocket. And then sometime when mama is not looking, You eat that piece of candy. That is stealing. Boys and girls, that keeps our light from shining. Well, let's see. If we take these papers out, and we put another battery in where these papers were, will that help? Yes. Jesus wants to take our old sins away and give us a good light to shine. All right? Susan, let me see your flashlight. Your flashlight's not very heavy either. Well, you have one battery. Isn't that enough to make a flashlight burn? No. What is in yours? Can you read it? Disobeying parents. Oh, boys and girls, that makes it so hard for a light to shine. In Sunday school, you may learn good things, and Daddy and Mother want you to learn so many good things, but when Mama asks you to do something, you say, I don't want to. That is disobedience. Or, if you, Mama says, you may sit with the boys and girls, but please don't talk. And when you disobey Mama and continue talking in your class or continue talking in church and disturbing others, that's being disobedient to parents, even as well as being not nice in God's house. There are other times Mama says, please watch Sister. I need to be in the garden for a while. But you don't watch Sister closely, and she gets into Mother's flower pot. And she spills it. Oh, you hurry so quickly to put it, to clean up the mess and to reset the plant. And you try to make it look just like Mama had. And Mama doesn't notice it. When she comes in from the garden, she said, did you get along well with Sister? Oh, yes. See, there you tell a lie. And you have disobeyed because you have not watched Sister closely. That is not letting your light shine. And that is hard to... for your mother, because she doesn't realize for a long time that her flower was disturbed and that you have disobeyed her. I'm sure she could do something about the flower, but the disobedience is a very serious thing, and Mama should give a punishment for disobeying her. Now, Jimmy, let me see your flashlight. See, we've had lying and stealing, and a lack of a light bulb, lack of even being taught to do the right thing. And then we had being disobedient to our parents, disobeying our parents. Now, what have you in your flashlight? Unkind words. Oh, that's something boys and girls all seem to know about. Unkind words. Those do not let, unkind words are not letting our light shine for Jesus. What about this other paper? What does it say? It says, being unpleasant to my friends. Now that could be hurting them. It could be talking ugly to them. It could be making fun of them. There would be so many things that would come under this, unkind to my friends, or unkind to anyone. Being unkind is not the way to let your light shine. Boys and girls, these are just a few of the things. Do you have a flashlight yet? Yes, flashlight number 5. Well, your flashlight feels just fine. It has a bulb. You couldn't get it lit? No, it won't light. Well, let's open it up and see what's wrong. Here's one battery. Here's two batteries. Well, it seems just so fine. People are watching this flashlight, and it seems like it will be just fine. But it won't make a light. Oh, way down in here. What is this? With something very tight down in here. What is this? A piece of money. Why, it's a $20 bill. Will money keep our light from shining? Yes, boys and girls, money will keep our light from shining. Maybe some boys and girls have a lot of money to spend, and they spend it foolishly, and they are not giving at Sunday school. Maybe it is even offering money that Daddy and Mother have given to put in the offering, and you are keeping it. You are not putting it into the offering. And you know that when you go downtown with a friend, or when you stay overnight at Mary's house, that you maybe can go to the store next door, and you can spend that. And Mary will think that your mama gave it to you, but it was your offering money. You're stealing from the Lord. You're being disobedient to parents, and you love that money better than loving the Lord and obeying. That is a way that your light will not shine. Let's take it out. Maybe it isn't even that you have any money. Maybe you don't have much money. Maybe you don't even get spending money at home. But you love money so much that you just wish and wish and wish you had money, and it makes you unhappy. That will keep your light from shining too, because you won't be a happy, obedient child. You'll fuss and fuss at Mama and Daddy because they don't give you money. You can't understand why you can't have pretty clothes, and you're so sad about the clothes that Mother washes up for you, and yet they are not new, and you wanted a new dress for the picnic, and you are so unhappy and disobedient. You see, it was the love of money, or maybe we could say the love of things, and that did not let your light shine. Now we have all these flashlights fixed up, and we have all the papers taken out. Now let's see. And now let's sing the song the whole way through. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, and you can hold your flashlights again, and now they should work. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Oh, we were in the dark, weren't we? But did we have more light? We were not frightened because we had six flashlights here that were shining brightly. It's like that in the world. God says in His Bible that we should walk in the light. And He says we are light. And He says God is the light too. And He shines in the darkness. So where we share Jesus, where we live for Jesus, we are also letting our light shine. Thank you, boys and girls.